The next patient is Justino Martinez. The last name is M-A-R-T-I-N-S-Z. Justino, the first name is J-U-S-T-I-N-O. This is the clinical case of a 94-year-old Mexican male that we had the opportunity to see in the hospital during the first part of March of this year period. The patient was walking in the park, and all of a sudden he lost his balance, his legs gave up, and he fell without causing trauma. Then the patient was taken to the emergency room at Advent Health, and he was found with the elevation of the creatinine, an estimated EFR that was below 30 mLs per minute, a hemoglobin of 7.3, and the patient was admitted for evaluation and therapy. During the hospital, the patient was found through a retroperitoneal ultrasound that he had smaller than expected kidneys, 7.9 and 8.9, right and left respectively, with hyperechogenicity. There was no evidence of calcifications or obstruction. Comma, echo was consistent with a ejection fraction between 55 and 60%. He has a history of one stent in the past. There was some elevation of the pulmonary pressure to 38, period. During the hospital stay, the patient was found with metabolic acidosis that was not well compensated, and for that reason we decided to start the patient on bicarbonate, 600 milligrams two times a day. The patient ran out of these medications, and he has not been taking them. Today, we are going to refer the case to the Florida Cancer Center for the management of the anemia. And we are going to reevaluate the chemistry, and we'll see him after the workup in Huachula, W-A-U-C-H-U-L-A, period. Number two, the patient has anemia related to CKD. He's going to be treated by the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, metabolic acidosis on bicarbonate, 650 milligrams POBID. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-1 PCI. The patient is taking Brilinta, 90 milligrams two times a day. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, we are going to reevaluate the thyroid profile and we are going to see this patient in 4 weeks. Paragraph, we spend 20 minutes reviewing the admission and the laboratory workup, 15 minutes the face-to-face, and 9 minutes in the documentation.